Hi, this is Michael Dinan, Group Managing Editor for TMCNet. Welcome to this TMC podcast with Gary Croak of Herostratix Networks Product Marketing. And we're here today to talk about some of the hottest topics in the communications space, including broadband stimulus funding, 4G wireless technologies, and smart grids. So welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
This is an important, even tense time for applicants for broadband stimulus funding. We heard about 2 weeks ago that the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is the U.S. Department of Commerce agency that advises the president on telecom policy, that the NTIA itself hopes to start awarding grants early next month. And we also heard that all grants in this first round of funding will be announced, hopefully, by December 31st. So I'd like to start with a question that ties that funding into one of the technologies that's been touted as the most promising in the 4G wireless space, and that's WiMAX. What advantages, Gary, does WiMAX hold that might make its providers frontrunners for stimulus funding?
Well, first of all, it's a wireless access technology, which makes it cheaper and faster typically to deploy than fiber cable or DSL, some of the other fixed access solutions. So, you know, I think given the stimulus push and the tight time frames to roll out some of these solutions, I think we're going to see a lot more wireless than we think here in the U.S. in terms of access. Secondly, because WiMAX operates in the licensed bands, this really provides assurance of clear spectrum, unlike some of the other wireless access solutions like Wi-Fi. And then finally, it's really a mobility solution. So WiMAX being able to offer fixed and mobile access with a single solution really helps meet the explosion in demand for mobile applications, which I think is really critical.
Right. So it sounds like the mobile capabilities of WiMAX itself are really important. Can you tell me, do WiMAX providers have more at stake with the stimulus awards than providers using other strategies?
If you're talking about whether or not WiMAX is dependent on stimulus, I would say stimulus is definitely a shot in the arm, but it's not dependent on stimulus funding. I mean, I think there's lots of large networks in the world who've already rolled out WiMAX services. You know, but I think here in the U.S., stimulus funding does provide funding that otherwise wouldn't be available, and I think this will benefit not only WiMAX as a technology, but, you know, the telecoms industry in general, really.
Right, and when we talk about WiMAX, we talk about WiMAX along with one other really strong competitor for the 4G space, and that's long-term evolution, or LTE. Is the fact that WiMAX is currently ahead of LTE in terms of real deployment an advantage, or is it a disadvantage?
I mean, it's clearly an advantage for the technology. You know, if I sort of take a step back, I mean, I think the stars are really aligning for WiMAX right now. I think the technology is there. It's ready now. There's spectrum available. In the context of stimulus, the funding is being provided. And I think the application for rural broadband is really ideally suited to WiMAX technology. So, you know, while LTE and WiMAX have some of the same features, such as OFDM and MIMO, you know, I think WiMAX is really here and it's now. And I mean, from a Herostratix perspective, we're supporters of WiMAX today and LTE to a different set of operators with a different set of subscribers in the coming months.
All right, thank you for that. I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about smart grids. There's growing interest in that technology, and it seems to present to WiMAX another ideal opportunity for implementations. Have smart grid and other private projects been represented among the stimulus applications?
Absolutely. You know, in terms of smart grid, we've seen a number of utilities going down the WiMAX road. Specifically, I think the main application for WiMAX in utilities right now is for AMI backhaul or smart meter backhaul as a cheaper, more secure, higher coverage backhaul solution to replace 3G backhaul. You know, I think that's the first predominantly most interesting application right now for WiMAX and smart grid.
Okay, thank you for that. And let's talk a little now about spectrum licensing. How big an issue is that, and can those issues that come from spectrum licensing be resolved?
Well, if in the context of stimulus, I mean, if we take a step back, we look at the two types of stimulus programs. There's the broadband stimulus and then other stimulus programs such as smart grid that deal with communications technologies. I mean, for broadband stimulus, I think the spectrum issue has largely been solved. with the availability of the lightly licensed 365 gig band. I don't think that that same situation exists, or in other words, it hasn't been solved for the other stimulus programs such as Smart Grid. I think the FCC really needs to do a little bit more work to free up some spectrum, specifically for Smart Grid, perhaps even akin to the 1.8 gigahertz solution that's been offered in Canada for utilities. So I think spectrum is, you know, depending on which stimulus program you're talking about, I think it's it depends on the program.
Okay. Can you talk to us a little bit about Harris Stratix Networks itself? What has the company done to support its customers as they applied for funding?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we've been helping our customers really on two levels. The first one is providing tactical help with the application. So there's a 39-page stimulus application and has a number of sections that vendors can really be useful in providing input to. The second level is providing strategic guidance on which projects to pursue. So we've been helping our customers determine, okay, is this a valid stimulus project? If not, what would it take to make this particular project a good stimulus project? And then, of course, when the funding is granted, we're offering a complete set of wireless products and services.
Well, that sounds like some comprehensive support from the company. Gary, there are a lot of WiMAX vendors out there. What does Harris Stratix bring to the table that will make it a key vendor as WiMAX continues to grow and evolve as a technology?
Certainly, there are a lot of WiMAX vendors out there, and I think in many cases, if you just look at the technology, there's very little to set these vendors apart. What our customers are looking at is the ability for a vendor to provide the whole solution, which includes wireless access, backhaul, and then the services capability to wrap around it all. I mean, given, especially considering stimulus, the tight timelines to deploy and implement these solutions, you know, I think the services capability to, you know, to help design, build, and as well as provide ongoing management to these networks, I think is really going to come in handy for operators that are going to struggle with meeting these timelines. I mean, it's at the case where an applicant goes through all this effort to submit the stimulus funding, puts a plan in place, and finally gets the project, and that's the situation of, okay, what do I do now? And the rubber really meets the road in terms of having to implement this project. You know, I think it goes much beyond, you know, just a simple WiMAX solution. I think it's really about an end-to-end product portfolio and a service capability to help deploy and manage.
Right. Well, thank you for that response, Gary, and for all of the information you've given us today. This will conclude our podcast with Gary Croak of Harris Stratix Networks. For more information on the Federal Broadband Stimulus Program, please visit two Harris Stratix sites. One is the Broadband Stimulus Global Online Community at tmcnet.com, and the other is the company's Go Stimulus site at go-stimulus.com. Thank you.